at this point, we're about a week into what's happened. All throughout Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, residents of the area were advised not to use the water for anything other than flushing or to put out fires. On Monday, the governor and a combined effort between other agencies, state officials, the water company, the National Guard, all announced that a very extremely detailed flushing process was to begin, and the water company was going to lift areas by zone. They started in the most concentrated areas closest to that water treatment plant and advised residents to flush hot water and then cold water, how to flush appliances in their homes. And then zone by zone, they identified these areas as zones initially, then started calling them areas.
How have things changed since some areas have been cleared to begin using the water again?
The feeling that I get is that residents are understandably suspicious of using the water. At least we've seen reports that folks had experienced brown water or orange water coming out of their systems. And I'm not too quick to say that it's caused by the spill itself. And I don't think anyone exactly around here has come right out and said that. But, you know, of course, people are looking into that. You know, there's been a lot of reports of people going to the hospital with symptoms related to this chemical, but the health department has not said that anything could be attributed directly to the chemical spill quite yet.
Now, you mentioned the fact that the CDC says pregnant women shouldn't be using the water. If it's not good enough for pregnant women, why would we imagine it's good enough for anybody else?
You know, I think that's a really good point. I spoke to a woman last night over the phone who's a pregnant school, she's a school teacher here in Charleston, at Charleston Catholic, and she said that she had just seen the doctor yesterday before this advisory to pregnant women came out from the CDC. She said that she had spoken to her doctor, and the doctor had advised her not to use tap water for the duration of her pregnancy. She said she was about 4 months pregnant, so, you know, this isn't a huge change for her to last 5 months without tap water. But she did also tell me that her doctor advised her, if she was going to shower in it, which she said was okay, not to get her face or any body parts that have membranes, such as her nose, her mouth, her eyes, wet with the water that's in question at this point.
Who are the West Virginians blaming for lack of oversight? Who do they blame?
One thing I'd like to point out is Ken Ward, who's a reporter at the Charleston Gazette, has been doing phenomenal work on this story. I will say that from the reports that I've read from him, there's been very little conversation from the federal EPA. The West Virginia Department of Environmental Protection, I think people are asking a lot of questions of them. And I also think that a lot of people, generally speaking, are very upset at Freedom. Whenever it comes down to the bottom line, it was their chemical that spilled into the river. I'm not so sure that people are extremely upset at the water company, maybe to some degree, but not nearly as much as the chemical company Freedom Industries that is behind all of this.
What about you personally, as somebody who's a native there and you work there? Are you drinking the water? How are you handling the situation?
My roommate flushed our water Monday. I got home very late Monday and took a shower Tuesday morning. The water had a faint smell of the licorice, what people are identifying as a licorice smell. I showered Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, and this morning in the water. And Tuesday and this morning, I didn't smell any odor in the water at all. However, whenever I go to brush my teeth, I've been pouring bottled water over my toothbrush to get it wet. I'm rinsing my mouth with bottled water whenever I brush my teeth. I'm not drinking it at all quite yet, but I think that's representative of a lot of people right now.
Dave Mistich of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, thanks so much for informing us about what's happening right now in your area, and we really appreciate your time, and the best of luck to you and everyone in your communities.
Thank you. Take care.